confusion and delay.
You have caused
confusion and delay.
I think you are face prejudice.
Daisy is just the ultimate thorn. Daisy is just the ultimate thorn.
Your impatience has caused confusion and delay. This storm has caused confusion and delay. You are causing confusion and delay. You cause confusion and delay.
26 years old and you can't even drive? I can. Are you stupid, eh? Are you a stupid fool? Well, why can't you drive then? You can't even drive! A bit grey today.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another Deepest Lore. I said I was going to do this to a close. I am determined to finish, and today we are going to finish the Time Person of the Year, the correct Time Person of the Year. We have been going through, let me just pull up the window. We've been going through, we started all the way back in 1927. There's a political side and a cultural side. A few caveats, scientists and businessmen go in the left, but astronauts go in the right. And so do gangsters. Don't ask me why. That's what we've that's what we decided. Although I did spot a mistake that was made sometime in the 80s, where we put Pablo Escobar on the left when we had put Al Capone on the right back in 1929. So that's going to have to be fixed. There's probably going to be one more stream after this where I go through and correct mistakes like that and correct the record of where made an error in its voting patterns, because there will be votes. We have been voting on these. But anyway, just before we get started, I'll remind everyone, do buy my courses at the Academic Agency. The Trivium is the bestseller there, but also Foundations of Economics. That sold a metric shed ton back in the day. It's still a good course. Foundations of Politics has got some fantastic diagrams and things. Entrepreneurship, I mean, there's many different courses. There's physics and mathematics ones that were done by affiliates of mine. So, yes. Why is audio halting? What's going on? Why is somebody moaning about the audio? Stop moaning about the audio, Jim. What's wrong with the audio, man? It's on your end. Stop moaning. Okay, so let's make a start then. We're going to do this to a finish. So we're going to close out the 2010s and we're going to do up to the 2023. And the actual Time Person of the Year in 2010 was Mark Zuckerberg. Now, we have to check, because I think we gave it to Mark Zuckerberg already in 2004. But in 2010, they gave it to Mark Zuckerberg because that film was made, The Social Network, do you remember? And that was really kind of, Facebook was everywhere in 2010, I remember. 2010 was probably the peak of soy-mouthing over the Silicon Valley corporations. You know, how cool it is to work for Google, and imagine how fun it would be to work at Facebook and all that sort of stuff. I remember that. They were kind of cool and trendy back then. You know, the Apple beanie hat wearer. Now the beanie hat has been claimed by Tim Pool, of course, but back then, the beanie hat was almost exclusively worn by Apple fanboys. So I don't think Mark Zuckerberg is worthy of going of being a two-time winner. So we're going to have a look at what actually happened in 2010. We're going to have to remind ourselves of who we've actually given it to as well. For example, did we already give it to Barack Obama? Let's have a look. Barack Obama won in 2008, Julian Assange in 2009. So we've given it to Jobs and Larry Page and Jack Dorsey. So look, the 2000s were basically dominated by the Silicon Valley guys. So on this, in this section, we're going to have to get, you know, we're going to have to bring back the politics somehow. In 2010, there was an earthquake in Chile. An assassination in Dubai of Mohammed al-Mabou. There was the first iPad was released. Julian Assange leaked footage of an airstrike in Iraq. Eurovision Song Contest was won by Germany that year. Lena with the song Satellite. Ethnic riots in Kyrgyzstan. Microsoft ends extended support for Windows 2000. One Direction, the British-Irish boy band, were formed. And not a lot going on in 2010, it has to be said. Christchurch, New Zealand, suffered an earthquake. Israel joined the OECD, becoming the 33rd member. Germany made the final reparations payment for World War I. Benjamin Netanyahu says he will extend the settlement freeze if the Palestinian leadership recognizes Israel as a Jewish state. Palestinians quickly rejected the offer. Dilma Rousseff elected, becoming the first and only female president of Brazil. What an absolute crook she had turned out to be as well. It's not a lot going on in 2010. Nothing happened. In 2010, folks, nothing happened. So I'm going to check the chat to see... if anybody has any suggestions for who should win 2010. Basically nothing happened. Nothing happened, basically. Lech Walesa died. Right, I'm going to have to get more specific. Let's have a look at 2010 in politics. Terrible year. David Cameron became Prime Minister. Nick Clough, yeah, Clegmania happened in 2010. That's true. So 2010 in politics, entry. Only has like four bullet points, one of which is David Cameron becoming Prime Minister. Right, it's going to be a straight runoff between Nick Clegg and... Right, let's have a poll. Vote. It's going to be David Cameron. And I agree with Nick Clegg. It's weak year. Nothing happened in American politics that year. Nothing happened. Julia Gillard became Prime Minister. And she won versus Tony Abbott in Australia and became the first Prime Minister, female Prime Minister of Australia. Nothing happened. Sorry, guys. I did vote for Nick Clegg, it has to be said. This is the worst year, surely. I mean, David Cameron did have a lasting impact on the country because he basically wokeified the Tory party and pushed the Tory party way to the left, even of Labour. Hugger Hoodie. Seems such a weak candidate, though. But anyway, David Cameron becomes Time Person of the Year. Do you remember Sam Cam? Do you remember briefly there was interest in his wife, Samantha? Just rubbish. Then in terms of what went on in film and music and culture, the big movies that year were Toy Story 3, Alice in Wonderland, the shitty Tim Burton version, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, and Inception. Now, we've already given it to Chris Nolan for Dark Knight. Toy Story 3 and Alice in Wonderland both grossed over $1 billion. Social Network won a lot of the awards that year. Oh, rubbish. The King's Speech was a big movie that year. Do you know, I remember watching The King's Speech in the cinema, and after the film finished, it got an ovation, like a standing ovation from the crowd I was with. Can you believe that? It's remarkable looking back on the fact that that got an ovation within the cinema. Did we give it to J.K. Rowling yet? Yes, she got it back in 2001. Well, she doesn't deserve it again. Can't just give it to her just for existing. Inception wasn't that good. Wasn't like Time Person of the Year worthy. In television and in... This is really kind of ashes now, isn't it? It's kind of, you know, this is like the true neoliberal longhouse now. In a music, a Hope for Haiti telethon featuring Wyclef Jean of the Fugees, Christina Aguilera, Beyonce and Madonna all took place. Lady Gaga becomes the first artist in the survey's 17-year history to send her first six singles to number one, let alone six consecutive singles on the Billboard song charts, when her single Telephone jumped to number one. Should Lady Gaga be on the ballot? Probably. Teen sensation Justin Bieber debuts at number one on the Billboard 2000. Christina Aguilera released her album Bionic. Ugh. Taylor Swift's Mine becomes number one after only 5 hours of being leaked on iPhones. Lady Gaga sweeped at the... This seems to be Lady Gaga's year. Oh, fucking hell. David Tennant made his last regular appearance on Doctor Who. Should David Tennant be on the ballot for being Doctor Who? Doctor Who was quite big in 2010. Oh, it's just fucking dismal, isn't it? It's all dismal. Simon Cowell departs from American Idol. I mean, given that Simon Cowell launched X Factor around this time, and we haven't recognized him, I wonder if we just stick Simon Cowell. Because in 2010, he was named as one of the most influential people in the world. And I would say 2010 is possibly peak Simon Cowell. I'm going to put Simon Cowell on the ballot. You know, Cheryl Cole was on the panel by that point. He'd launched it. It was big in Britain and in America. I'm going to put Lady Gaga on the ballot. I'm going to put Simon Cowell on the ballot. And I'm going to put David Tennant on the ballot. Has Beyonce been on yet? When was Beyonce big? Beyonce seems like she's lurking around as well. Ugh. This is just the worst era ever, isn't it? Just having a look at Beyonce's. When was that, like, put a ring on it and all that? 2008. What did Beyonce do in 2010? I remember there was an album called I Am Sasha Fierce. When did that come out? 2008. Seems like 2008 was her year, you know. We didn't give it to her. We gave it to Christopher Nolan. No, she took a hiatus from the music industry in 2010. So it's not her. She headlined Glastonbury in 2011. So maybe we'll put Beyonce at Glasto. Ugh. Oh, it's horrible. Right. Let's do it. Vote. It's going to be David Tennant recognizing his role in bringing back Doctor Who worldwide. And Doctor Who is a worldwide hit, by the way. It's not just watched in the UK, it's watched everywhere. It's one of the BBC's biggest exports, or it was, until they ruined it. who else do we have? Lady Gaga, Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell should have won it already, to be honest. And who else did we say? Oh, it's just Taylor Swift. This is just, maybe I'll just stop doing this because it's just become unbearable. There's nothing happening in this era. I'm gonna put on Taylor Swift on the ballot as well. She was big in 2010. When was that Kanye West album out? My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. When was that out? Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That was 2010. Wait, stop. We are going to put Kanye, we're going to revote. Vote. It's going to be Lady Gaga. It's going to be Kanye West. And I'll tell you why. That album, that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, was pretty much the first rap album I can remember being listened to by normies, non-rap fans, white people, you know. No one man should have all that power. It was big. I remember that at the time. Kanye West deserves absolutely, if he's ever going to be on the ballot, this will be the year for West. Simon Cowell, David Tennant. Yeah. That album by Kanye absolutely is a artistic achievement. So he's not going on for record sales. He's going on for artistic merit. Gaga is there for being a sensation. So I mean, I would say that Kanye West is on there in the same way that David Bowie was on the ballot, not for his record sales, but for his artistic achievements, whereas Lady Gaga is there for record sales. And we have consistently. I mean, Christopher Nolan's not there for box office. He's there for directorial achievement. James Cameron is there for box office. Daniel Day-Lewis is not there for box office. He's there for artistic achievement. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, could Bowie come back? I wonder. All right, so we're ending that. It's gonna be a runoff between Kanye West and Lady Gaga. Simon Cowell could be back on the ballot in weaker years, because if anybody dominated the last 20 years of fucking television and music, it was Simon Cowell. He probably had a bigger impact than all of these people. But anyway, runoff. It's gonna be Ye. It's gonna be Gaga. Root. Yeah, Anton Deck, for the purposes of this, would count as one person, but I don't think they're going to be on the ballot, Nathan. I think Kanye West is winning. Oh, no, Gaga. Ooh, exciting. 5, 4, 3, 2... One, no, it's Kanye West. Kanye West has won. And I think actually that's probably right. Look at that, 2010, David Cameron hugging a hoodie, and the hoodie is Kanye West. fucking terrible year. I will say that's actually a good So let's move on then to 2011. Oh my God. And the actual Time Person of the Year was The Protester. Recognizing the historic significance of many grassroots protests across the world during that year, such as the ongoing Arab Spring and those against austerity measures in Greece and later in Spain, against corruption in India and the drug war in Mexico, for education in Chile, for social justice in Israel, as well as riots in England, the anti-government protests in Russia, and the emerging Occupy movement. Yes, The Protester won, which is obviously wank. We won't be having that. We don't have awards for concepts or nebulous such things. So we need to have a look then for what was actually going on in 2011. And US Marines killed Osama bin Laden. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il, who had been the supreme leader since the death of his father, Kim Il-sung, died. He was succeeded by his son, Kim Jong-un. That's the little fat one. He's still the leader now. Syrian civil war going on, started by the Arab Spring, Libyan civil war. I'm going to say that Bashar al-Assad, Assad must go, Assad must go, is on the ballot. Come on, Assad. Yeah, Bashar al-Assad has to be on the ballot. Who else? First Libyan civil war started. Yeah. 15 youths in Daraya are arrested for scrawling graffiti on their school wall denouncing the regime of Bashar al-Assad, based Assad. WikiLeaks does the Guantanamo Bay leak. An estimated 2 billion people watched the wedding of Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, and Kate Middleton. Should Kate Middleton be on the ballot, just as Princess Diana was? I reckon Kate Middleton should be on the ballot. So Bashar al-Assad, Kate Middleton. I mean, Barack Obama is being cheered on for killing bin Laden during this year. Should Obama be back on? Sudan joins the United Nations as the 193rd member. Andreas Breivik kills 8 people in a bomb blast in Norway. Libyan rebels take control of the capital of Tripoli, effectively overthrowing the government of Gaddafi. Bad, bad day, bad day. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is killed. Do you remember? Hillary Clinton just laughing his sick little ass off. No, royals go in the left column. Kate Middleton will go in the left column, as per the rules that we have established, because Princess Diana went in the left column, and all the way back up here, Elizabeth II went in the left column. Royals go in the left. So it's Kate Middleton will go in the left. Pretty much it's going to be Assad versus Kate Middleton. Assad versus Kate Middleton. Runoff. Assad. Middleton. Vote. And then in terms of what was going on in film, highest grossing movies of the year, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Transformers, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Twilight Saga, Kung Fu Panda 2, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. Best picture at the Oscars that year was The Artist. Do you remember that? That was a kind of flash in the pan movie, wasn't it? Oh, Meryl Streep wins Best Actress for the 85th millionth time for her portrayal of the Iron Lady. Do you remember she played Margaret Thatcher? Martin Scorsese brought out Hugo that year. That wasn't a bad film. That wasn't a terrible film. Probably one of the most disturbing films I've ever seen came out that year. The Skin I Live In. Really dark. Almodovar film. And a separation, an Iranian film about a divorce. How difficult it is to get a divorce in Iran. Pretty good movie, actually. Nah. All rubbish. None of that is worth anything at all. The Discovery Health Channel leaves the air and becomes the Oprah Winfrey Network. Oprah Winfrey. She big enough, do you reckon? She was absolutely massive. She was massive from the 80s onwards, really, but just rubbish, the lot of it. The BBC apologizes for remarks about Mexicans made on Top Gear by none other than Jeremy Clarkson. Should Jeremy Clarkson be on the ballot? I reckon he should. I reckon Jeremy Clarkson should be on the ballot. Jeremy Clarkson was absolutely, is and was absolutely huge around the world as well. Big in the States even, Clarkson. One of the biggest stars in the world, I'll tell you. But has he won it already? No. Clarkson's going back on the ballot, friends. Clarkson is back on the ballot. I don't feel like Oprah Winfrey is. Don't feel like Winfrey should be on there. Um, In music, Britney Spears comes back with a number one hit single called Hold It Against Me. Lady Gaga released Born This Way. It remained on the Billboard 100 for 6 weeks. And as well as the 1,000th number one single in the chart's history. So Born This Way by Lady Gaga. She's got to go back on the ballot, I would say. Gaga. This is her era, really. Born This Way sold 524,000 copies on its first day. Gaga was the first, and a million copies in 1 week, making Lady Gaga the first person to do that. Jay-Z and Kanye West released their highly anticipated album, Watch the Throne. I remember that. That was a big album too. I wonder if Jay-Z should go on the ballot. Probably. He was big in 2011. I remember it well. Now, why is Lionel Messi for... Okay, so Assad has won that poll easily. Bashir al-Assad. How do you spell it? Is it like that? Bashir? And I reckon it's going to be Clarkson. Now, let me just have a look at Lionel Messi a minute, because he's going to be figuring, right? How many times can he win it? How many times can Messi win it? Let's have a look at his 2011. Hold on a minute. So this is Messi in 2011 now. In La Liga that year, played 37. Scored 50. Fucking hell. That's so fucking stupid. Played 37, scored 50. Holy shit. Cristiano Ronaldo. Just trying to be fair for the Ronaldo fanboys. I got to keep an eye on Roger Federer as well, by the way. And did we give it to Tiger Woods yet? We gave it to Tiger Woods, didn't we? Tiger Woods back in 2000, okay. Just have a look at Ronaldo. Ronaldo at this time. So in La Liga that year, Ronaldo played 34, scored 40. But that year from Messi is just ridiculous. All right, Messi has to go on the ballot. It's just unreal. Okay, so Lionel Messi has to go on the ballot for that year. Also, what did they win that year? Let me just have a look at his medal list, his honours. In that year, he won the Ballon d'Or. He won the European Golden Shoe. That is the making him the highest scorer at the European Cup. The Champions League. He was the top scorer in the Champions League. He was the top scorer in La Liga. He was the best player in La Liga. He won World Player of the Year in 2011. He was the Argentine Football Player of the Year. Good hell. He won La Liga, the Copa del Rey, and the Champions League, and the UEFA Super Cup, and the FIFA World Club Cup. Fucking hell. All right, okay. Yeah, it's messy. I mean, come on. Lady Gaga, who also had a phenomenal year. I'm going to put Jeremy Clarkson on there. Keep on sneaking Clarkson on there. Actually, let's forget Clarkson for the time being. Let's just make it a two-way runoff between Messi and Gaga. Runoff. Just unreal. I mean, come on. It has to be. I don't think Ryan Gosling's Drive was that big. I mean, I went to see it and it's iconic and all that, but I just don't know if Drive is significant enough. Yeah, it's Messi by a mile. Yeah, okay. Lionel Messi. Okay, 2012. The actual Time Person of the Year was Barack Obama for being re-elected, beating Mitt Romney. I'm just having a look. Queen Elizabeth II celebrated her Diamond Jubilee, 60 years on the throne. Vladimir Putin is elected as president of Russia. This was after that little period he sat out, if you remember, when he was the prime minister or something. And he had Medvedev sitting in as a kind of puppet prime minister, president. Putin. Mohamed Morsi, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, is elected as the fifth president of Egypt, the first democratically elected by the Egyptian people, in a massive own. the Arab Spring was so backfired on the gay, didn't it? Canada officially cuts ties with Iran, closing its embassy in Tehran. Over support for Syria, essentially. Israel is in Israel, they've just killed more Palestinians for fun, as they are wont to do. The Sandy Hook school shooting took place that year. Oh, I think it's just Barack Obama versus. I mean, I wonder if Boris Johnson for the Olympics, Boris Johnson in his red bus, the London Olympic Games, I feel like Johnson. 2012 was Boris Johnson's year. Coney, why Coney? Why are people saying Coney? So what's that then? Why though? What did he do in 2012? Nah, he's not. That's not. I'm not putting that on the banner. No. No, I'm not putting him on the ballot. It's going to be vote. It's going to be Obama for being re-elected. It's going to be Boris Johnson for the Olympic Games when he was Mayor of London. That was probably his biggest moment in the sun, actually, that 2012. He'd never been more popular than he was at that moment. Even becoming Prime Minister was less than that, I would say. And I'll put Putin on the ballot as well for his big comeback. Because 2012 was basically Putin saying, yeah, I'm basically the president for life now. I am the leader of Russia forever. Clear out the oligarchs. Fuck the West, base Putin. All right, it's going to be Putin versus Bojo. It's going to be Putin versus Bojo in the runoff. Obama is out. Runoff. It's going to be Bojo. It's going to be Vlad. Bojo versus Vlad. Okay, Putin's won. Putin won both polls easily. So it's going to be Vladimir Putin. And in terms of 2012, I mean, the Olympics did happen that year. It's going to put in the 2012 Olympic Games. We've kind of not given... Did we give it to Carl Lewis back in 84? He was the last Olympian. He lost out to Arnold Schwarzenegger in, again, just woeful decision by stupid nerd chat. In fact, I still think Mr. T should have had it for that year. But anyway, I mean, my main memory as the of the breakout stars in that was pretty much Usain Bolt, wasn't it? I mean, I remember in this country, the Mobot and Mohammed, what was his name? Who did the Mobot? Who was that Mobot guy? Mo Farah. Yeah, I mean, there's a in a town near where I where I live, there's a golden postbox in honor of Mo Farah, because he apparently is from a town near where I live, Mo Farah. I think Usain Bolt for being the world's fastest man. Let me just have a look at Usain Bolt a minute, because he was pretty much a sensation and he was just unreal. Okay, so he broke the world record in... Well, he's broken the world record multiple times. He set the world record in 2009 in Berlin. Well, he then broke it the same year in Berlin. He's got the world record for 100 meters, 150 meters, 200 meters. Wow. Does he still hold that world record then? His 100-meter world record is 9.58 in 2009. Has that been bested now? I don't know. Why is it so complicated, these records? Carl Lewis won that. Held that world record for a while. Okay, as you're saying, but Usain Bolt still holds that world record, 9.58. Yeah. 9.58. He has now held that world record for 14 years. 14 years is a pretty good length of time to hold the record. But then at the Olympic Games, he won 3 gold medals, adding to the 2 he won in Beijing, and then he won another 3 in Rio as well. Yeah, Usain Bolt is easily on there. Gangnam Style. I'm not putting Gangnam Style. I am not putting Gangnam Style on the ballot. Fuck that. We didn't put the Birdie song or any other kind of novelty type stuff on. You know, we didn't put Chuck Berry on the ballot before. So I'm not lowering standards to that level. In 2012, the highest grossing movies of the year were Skyfall, Avengers, The Dark Knight Rises, Hobbit, Unexpected Journey, Ice Age, Twilight Saga, The Amazing Spider-Man. I mean, it's just like that every single year from now on. You know, it's just endless. Daniel Day-Lewis won Best Actor again for Lincoln. I didn't think Lincoln was that good, to be honest. Zero Dark Thirty one was around that year. Ang Lee's Life of Pi. Django Unchained came out that year with an epic performance by Christoph Waltz. It's not Time Person of the Year worthy, though, I'm afraid. Tarantino's won it already from Us. Not a lot else going on. I mean, just trying to see what's going on. Harry Hill stepped down from 10 years of TV Burp. I still think we need to find room for Clarkson at some point, because this was also his era. Clarkson was big. I don't care what any of you nerds say. Clarkson is and was one of the biggest stars in the world. Just not given the dues because he's not an obvious rock star or something. But he is. He's very, very big. That's why he was the cover star of Amazon Prime. Clarkson single-handedly bankrolling Amazon Prime for many years. In music, Katy Perry is the one that got away, came out, reached number one. Adele set Fire to the Rain, which is number one, making her album the first album in history to have three songs from the same album by a British female artist. Didn't she do Skyfall song as well that year? 21 won Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Rolling in the Deep for Adele. Adele basically swept the board at the Grammy. It's Adele. I'm going to put Adele and Usain Bolt. Taylor Swift released her hotly anticipated album, Red. It sold 1.2 million copies in the first week. The highest debuting at number one, the second highest debut for a female artist of all time. Taylor Swift is doing all right, you know, during this era. And I would say Adele was big. Adele was big at this time. I remember she was huge. Adele, yeah. I'm going to put right. I reckon it's just a straight runoff. No. Let's put Taylor Swift on there as well. Vote. It's going to be Taylor Swift. It's going to be Usain Bolt. Where's Usain Bolt? How do you spell Usain? Usain Bolt like that. It's going to be Usain Bolt. It's going to be Taylor Swift. And it's going to be Adele. And honestly, my memory of this era, I think it should be Adele, but let's see. I think Adele was absolutely huge in 2012. And also, friends, I reckon Adele's quite good, you know. I mean, you know, I don't like regularly listen to Adele. I've never like kind of really sat down and listened to her albums or anything, but there's a good few bangers on that 21 album. Do you know, after I had my big breakup, you know, I got divorced in 2013, I was driving the car one day, and that song Hello came on. Do you remember that song, Hello? And I devastated me. All right, it's going to be a runoff between Bolt and Adele. Bolt and Adele. Okay, runoff. I know Hello came out later, but if Adele is ever going to win it, it'll be this year, I think, for her. This was her big year. I mean, she did have, what was that later album she had called? The one with Hello on it? 25. I feel like the 21 was the bigger album, you know. All right, Adele has won. All right, Adele. Vladimir Putin. I actually feel like the cultural side is looking quite strong, you know. Weirdly, I reckon the cultural side in this era is looking stronger than it was back here or here. strangely. Because all of these have become quite iconic figures in a strange way. So, yeah. Okay. I don't see the thing is that my memory of this era of this era is that it wasn't like woke in the way that you think of now. All these figures like Adele and Beyonce and all them. I mean, there was that horrible kind of independent woman thing that they really all loved, but it wasn't as kind of irritating as it is now. I don't remember Lady Gaga being as much of a twat back then as she is now either. So, yeah, it was kind of, I just don't remember Adele talking about anything at all, apart from, you know, like I remember her on talk shows and things, and they didn't really talk about politics. She just talked about like normal stuff. It was kind of, it didn't have that same kind of, I could still watch TV back then without it really bugging me, you know? So I don't have a bad memory of this era. I went to the 2012 Olympics. I think I got tickets to see, wrestling, amateur wrestling, or was a weightlift. I think it was amateur wrestling I got to see at the actual Olympics itself. Just some heats, you know, not any finals or anything, because it was really hard to get tickets. It was good. 2012 was probably like peak regime, you know. Probably peak regime at that time. I just remember being quite, everything was all right in that year, in my memory of it anyway. I mean, obviously, there was all sorts of problems under the surface. But, you know. Would you ever consider a debate with an ANCAP? Yeah, sure. Why not? I know all their arguments inside out already. So I'd debate an ANCAP. Sure. Okay, so have we done the vote? What happened to the vote? What happened? Oh, it's 2013, that's why. Okay, so in 2013, Pope Benedict the 16th resigned and Francis became the new Pope. Francis becoming the Pope was a big deal. I remember it being very controversial at the time. He has always been a controversial figure, the Pope. Not my hashtag, not my Pope. I mean, in a strange way, he has remained controversial as a figure, I would say, this Pope. I actually think he's a good shout by time. What else happened in 2013? Barack Obama was sworn in for a second term. It's going to be difficult to look beyond Pope Francis. Former CIA employee Edward Snowden discloses operations engaged by a US government mass surveillance program to news publications, frees the country, later being granted temporary asylum in Russia. Should Edward Snowden be on the ballot? I think he should be. Edward Snowden and the Pope. Kevin Rudd becomes Prime Minister, beating Julia Gillard. Rockstar Games released Grand Theft Auto 5. Three studies of Lucian Freud by Kent Francis Bacon sells for $142.4 million, setting the world record for an auctioned work of art. wonder if Mr. D was there. I wonder if Mr. D was bidding on that. I doubt he's got 142 million, but he may have been there. Who knows? Iran agrees to limit nuclear development program. Okay, it's basically the Pope versus Edward Snowden. The Pope versus Edward Snowden runoff. Edward Snowden and Francis on the ballot. So Grand Theft Auto 5, people are saying, should somehow go on. Now, it has to be an individual. So who is the individual responsible for that? Can't put it like Rockstar Games. It's not a who's the best. Like with Nintendo, remember we gave it to Miyamoto back in the 80s. The last Miyamoto for 85 is the last video game person we have honored. So who is the brains, who is the man behind Grand Theft Auto 5? Grand Theft Auto 5, let's have a look. Oh, I clicked on the wrong link here. Grand Theft Auto 5. The so the designer and the producer, the guy who typically gets the credit, is called Leslie Benzies. He was the sole producer and the lead developer for Grand Theft Auto 3, 4, and 5. And then he left the company after that. And he was in a lawsuit over unpaid royalties. What has Leslie Benzies done in his career? Let's have a look. Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, San Andreas, basically all the Chinatown Wars, Grand Theft Auto 4, Grand Theft Auto 5, Max Payne 3, L.A. Noir. And he's literally had a 10-year hiatus after this. And he brought out a game called Everywhere last year, which I haven't seen. It's only in alpha at the minute. So, all right, let's put this dude, Leslie Edward Snowden, has easily won the runoff, by the way. So Edward Snowden beat the Pope. And I think this guy is going on the ballot because it's rare for a computer game to get cut through like that. And I would say Grand Theft Auto, if anything's ever been as big as Mario. Let me just have a look a minute. Biggest ever video game franchises, right? So the list of the biggest selling video game franchises. Out in front, number one by a country mile is Mario, okay? Then Tetris and Pokemon. Call of Duty. Grand Theft Auto is number four, with 410 million. But I would also say that Grand Theft Auto has a cultural cachet that Call of Duty does not. Right? Pokemon did have also cut through. But Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, I would say, is unknown outside of people who actually play video games. Whereas Grand Theft Auto, I think, is known by people who don't play video games, right? The only other one in that massive bracket of over 300 million is Minecraft. That was developed by a chap called Marcus Notch Person. Marcus Notch Person. And Minecraft came out in 2011. So, but when did Minecraft become like as big as it is now. It was bought by Microsoft in 2014. So we'll put Minecraft Dude on there as well in a subsequent year. I feel like 2014 should be the year we put him on. So Leslie, Benzies, let's just see what else happened in that year. In film, Frozen was the biggest movie. And I would say Frozen is a very, very large cultural phenomenon. The person chiefly responsible for Frozen is a woman called Jennifer Lee. She is Mrs. Frozen. I would say Frozen is big, especially for girls of a certain age. Not just my own daughter, but just all women are into Frozen. That was one of the, that was like a genuine like comeback smash hit for Disney. So I'm going to put Frozen on the ballot. I'm going to put I'm just seeing what else happened that year. It's not a lot going on in television land. I mean, there are like big TV box sets and things coming out around this era, but none of it's kind of Time Person of the Year worthy, I would say. When did the Breaking Bad come out? That was a big deal. We'll have to keep an eye on Breaking Bad. Let's have a look. Breaking Bad. That finished in 2013. I wonder if Bryan Cranston should go on the ballot for Breaking Bad. I'm going to put Bryan Cranston because he was really the face of that show. Kind of carried it. Breaking Bad was very big in 2013. I loved it, by the way. I'm a big fan of Breaking Bad. Although I did ruin it for some people by saying that it has a lot of pro wrestling logic and face and heel turns. You know, there's an obvious moment where Hank turns heel. And there's a lot of... but that was a great show, Breaking Bad. One of the last... Other than Game of Thrones, I think Breaking Bad is the last show I actually watched. Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. The only two TV shows that have cut through, in my view. All right, Jennifer Lee for Frozen. We'll leave it with those three. Cranston for Breaking Bad and the Grand Theft Auto dude. Let's do the poll. It's a runoff. Jennifer Lee has no votes. Come on. You guys don't understand how big Frozen is, by the way. Cranston is winning by a country mile, unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending on how you see it. All right, it's going to be Cranston versus... It's going to be a straight runoff between Breaking Bad and Grand Theft Auto. So... And I think Cranston is the right guy, not the actual creator of Breaking Bad, because it was him personally, I think. Him as, like, the way he played that one character was probably what made, you know, the show as iconic as it was. So let's have the runoff. Cranston versus Grand Theft Auto dude. Oh, it's 50-50. Cranston sneaking in front. We're going to have to pick a year for Game of Thrones as well. We're going to have to pick a year for Game of Thrones. I feel like peak Game of Thrones came, like culturally came after it was actually big, because I watched a lot of Game of Thrones on catch up. I.e., I wasn't watching it from the start. I picked it up at some point. And I think a lot of people picked it up in the middle and went back and watched it all. Yes. When was peak Game of Thrones mania is the question. Gonna have a look at its gonna have a look at its viewing figures. View Nielsen. All right, so to give you an idea, in season one, the average Nielsen rating was 2.52. By the end, it was 11.99 per episode. So I reckon we actually, I controversially give it, we put Game of Thrones on the ballot to coincide with its very controversial final season, I would say, which was, when did that come out? Because peak Game of Thrones was actually when it ended, and then it kind of died a death. It says here the only drama comparable to Mad Men or Breaking Bad ever to come out, and I would agree with that. Who do we give it to? Benioff and Weiss, D&D as they're known. Or Martin, George Martin. Okay, give it to George Martin. 2019. All right, let's see. Well, Cranston has won the poll. Bryan Cranston's won the poll. And so we're in 2014 now. I feel like 2019 is the year where I know, but you're. It's not for the final season. It's for when it peaked in cultural cachet, right? In 2013, lots of people weren't watching Game of Thrones. In 2019, everybody was watching Game of Thrones. Okay, so that's what we're measuring, really. So the 2014 Time Person of the Year is the Ebola fighters. The Ebola fighters refers to the healthcare workers who helped stop the spread of the Ebola virus during the Ebola virus epidemic in West Africa. Ah, right. Well, that's obviously wank, so we're not going to be having that, are we? So what happened in 2014? Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, severs diplomatic ties with Panama. Accuses Panama of being involved in a conspiracy against the Venezuelan government. Russia formally annexes the Crimea. Come on, Vlad. Putin back on the ballot. Putin's going to be like the first five-time winner of this. Putin's back on the ballot for annexing the Crimea. The Catholic Church simultaneously canonizes Popes John Paul II and John the 23rd. Barack Obama's new economic sanctions against Russia go into effect, targeting companies and individuals close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Modi becomes Prime Minister of India. Now, Modi is a colossal figure in India. And considering India's got like a sixth of the world population, I feel like Modi should be on the ballot. Modi is a big figure in Indian politics. And he became prime minister back 10 years ago. Modi's on the ballot. Putin's on the ballot. Monty Python mostly closes in London, ending the famous British comedy group Monty Python, which had been active since 1969. So Monty Python ended in this year. American-led intervention in Syria. Assad owns all. Bangladesh faced a nationwide blackout during that year. Now it's Putin versus Modi. Putin versus Modi. So Modi versus Putin. Putin for annexing Crimea. Modi for being a historically important leader of India. It's Putin, it's Modi. I cannot put Sargon of Akkad on the ballot. Are you mad? Well, what's the case for Carl Benjamin in 2014? Come on now. All right, Putin's won again. So Vladimir Putin becomes Time Man of the Year for... How many times has he won it now? When did Putin win it? We gave it to... Putin didn't actually get it at any point in the 2000s. So he's dominating the 2010s. It's only right, I suppose. It's the post-2012 Putin that we're really into, isn't it? In terms of culture... why are people arguing for Sargon? Sargon is not Time... Sorry, Carl, I love you, but you're not Time Person of the Year worthy, mate. I mean, I don't think that's controversial to say. Highest grossing films of that year: Transformers Age of Extinction, Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies, Guardians of the Galaxy, Maleficent. Wank. Hunger Games. Now, I tell you what, the girl from Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence, I feel defines this era in a strange way and is the first smatterings of woke, shall we say, the first kind of wokey girl boss, Jennifer Lawrence, do we think? I think Jennifer Lawrence. The best film that year was Birdman, that very odd movie starring Michael Keaton. And Eddie Redmayne won Best Actor for The Theory of Everything when he played Stephen Hawking. Whiplash, do you remember Not My Tempo, the awesome bullying in that film? But none of them are kind of worthy. But I think Jennifer Lawrence is a culturally significant character. What was going on in television that year? I would say Jennifer Lawrence is going on the ballot, I've decided. Hunger Games was quite big, you know, and it's also kind of stuck around a little bit. Yeah. Can't think of what else. Yeah, none of these things are that important. When did I'm just going to have a look at Jeremy Clark. I've got these two figures, Jeremy Clarkson and Simon Cowell, who feel like they should be recognized at some point. Clarkson hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire from 2018. I reckon 2018. In 2015, the BBC didn't renew Clarkson's contract. And that was the year they went to do the grand tour. I feel like Pete Clarkson was around that sort of time. Grand Tour was the launch show for Amazon Prime in 2016. So, okay, we'll hold off on Clarkson for this year. hold off on Clarkson for now. 2014. In music, Bruno Mars performed at the Super Bowl. God, do you remember that? Crap. Just crap. All of this is rubbish. Lady Gaga released a collaborative album with Tony Bennett called Cheek to Cheek, despite the fact that he was 88 years old. It's a bit unusual, isn't it? Gwen Stefani made a comeback. Okay. Taylor Swift released her fifth studio album, debuted at straight in at number one with 1.3 million copies in the first week, the highest debut sales week for an artist since Eminem Show in 2002, second highest debut for a female artist behind Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again. Now, did Britney Spears ever win from us? She always lost due to the rabid misogyny in the chat. We have not given it to Spears. Spice Girls won it, but the Britney Spears did not. All right, Taylor Swift, I reckon, on the ballot. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift on the ballot. Taylor Swift. This could be a, you know. Who else is even around? Who else could even win it in 2014? Okay. I feel that Clarkson's peak year was in 2016 or 2015. It's not. Any sporting figures around? Oh yeah, look, the Minecraft guy. Marcus Persson, the Minecraft guy. Right, so it's gonna be a straight runoff between Taylor Swift and Minecraft dude, I think. American football's not got enough world cachet, I'm afraid. People don't watch American football outside of America, unlike many other things that have traveled outside of America. I'm going to put Marcus Persson and I'm going to put Taylor Swift on the ballot. These are the two. Taylor Swift. Vote. Oh shit, Jennifer Lawrence. Oh fuck, sorry. Jennifer Lawrence, I forgot about her. Jennifer Lawrence. Taylor Swift, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence was big in this year as well. Hunger Games in general. And just, it's not just Hunger Games. It is the very idea of Jennifer Lawrence. She was kind of not that feminine. She was a bit girl bossy. I think she embodied this era, honestly. That kind of slightly non... Like, she's not very sexy. Can I say that? Like, she's not... Like, she's an action girl, not a sex spot. Very of the era, very girl boss. Okay, Voot. Yeah, tomboy, kind of tomboy, yeah. I did see some weird thing going around a while back that Jennifer Lawrence is now red-pilled. Is that true? Every once in a while I say, oh yeah, Jennifer Lawrence is taking the red pill. Come on. Is there any truth to that? Oh, yeah, I don't think Jennifer Lawrence was ever hot. She was just... action girl, you know. Okay. It's going to be a runoff. Swift is nowhere. It's between Lawrence and Person. So let's do it again. Person and Lawrence. I don't think it's that controversial to say that Jennifer Lawrence is not conventionally hot. I'm not saying that you wouldn't. I'm saying that she's not conventionally a sexy actress because of her tomboy, action girl, boss girl energy. Yeah, Person is the Minecraft creator. And like Minecraft is big, right? I know kids now, like 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds are still playing Minecraft today. You know, it's one of the very few video games in history to have genuine crossover like Grand Theft Auto and Mario. Okay, he's won. Minecraft dude has won, which is not surprising given how nerdy the chat are. Minecraft won. Grand Theft Auto did not win. Kind of seems about right. Okay. I don't agree that Jennifer Lawrence is hot. Personally, I think she's, and I think she'd agree with that herself if she was here. Then she'd be like, yeah, that's probably true. I'm not. She would say that of herself, I'm sure of it. Okay, let's have a look. So the 2015 Get Ready to Boo. The 2015 Time Person of the Year was Angela Merkel. Boo. Who is hotter than Jennifer Lawrence? I mean, hundreds of women hotter than Jennifer Lawrence. Now, as much as we may hate Merkel, I think it may be true that she absolutely defined the politics of 2015. 2015 was peak Merkel, and the peak of her, it was the peak of her way of politics, the refugee crisis. Nothing defines the era more than Merkel. Is it, I'm going to say it's a straight stick. I say nobody is more relevant in 2015 than Merkel, and I may even call an audible. Calling an audible. I call an audible. It's Merkel. Nothing defines that year more than her. For good or for bad. But mainly bad, it has to be said. All right, in 2015, the highest grossing movie was Star Wars The Force Awakens, followed by Jurassic World, The Furious Seven, Avengers, Spectre, the Bond movie, Minions came out, Inside Out, Hunger Games Part 2. So Jennifer Lawrence is still around. She's in the second Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay Part 2. Or was it the third one? The third one, even. So Lawrence could still be on the ballot. Leonardo DiCaprio won Best Actor for The Revenant that year. I remember that movie. That was where he wrestled a bear. Not really seeing much in the way of movie. This is a bad era for films, really. It's just dominated by the... by the big franchises too much. You know, do we put Kathleen Kennedy on the ballot? J.J. Abrams? Fuck all that. Daisy Ridley. Do we put her on the ballot? What do people think? I think Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence over Daisy. All right, let's put Daisy Ridley as another fucking girl boss on the ballot. I think Top Gear ending and Grand Tour starting around this time. I think Clarkson has to go back on the ballot. I'm going to keep on pushing Clarkson. I feel like Simon Cowell has probably missed his window. Let's just have a look at Simon Cowell's career a minute. I mean, the X Factor's just been endlessly going. Endless X Factor. Britain's Got Talent started in 2005. America's Got Talent started in 2006. I mean, it's just endless. Just never ends. Simon Cowell has to be recognized at some point by us as being like the man who single-handedly destroyed all culture. Cowell's father was from a mostly Jewish family. Didn't know that. Okay. Clarkson, Cowell. I haven't done the music yet. What else was going on in that year? Gaga has missed her window, I feel. I think Gaga's time has gone. Adele's Hello broke the Vivo record for the most views within a 24-hour span. 27.7 million views in one day. Beating out Taylor Swift's Bad Blood. Adele's comeback song, Hello, sold over 1 million records in a week. Adele's 25 sold 3.38 million albums in a single week, the largest single sales week since Nelson began tracking music purchases in 1991. Okay. I might just stick Adele back on the ballot. Why are people simping for Swift again? Why Swift? What did Swift do in 2015? Where's Swift? What did Swift do that year? Shania Twain, One Direction. I don't see Swift. Sam Smith won all the Grammys that year, apparently. Dark Horse by Katy Perry becomes the third most viewed YouTube video of all time. Blank Space by Taylor Swift took both records a month later. Blank Space by Taylor Swift. The album 1989 was last year, though. She's missed her window. Swift has missed her window. I don't think... If Hulk Hogan didn't win in 1986, he's not winning in 2005. Right, we're going to vote. It's going to be Adele back on the ballot. Who did we say? I've forgotten now. Jennifer Lawrence back on the ballot. It's going to be, I've even forgotten who was up now. Daisy Ridley. Fucking hell. Just all girl bosses all the time now. All girl bosses all the time. And Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson. Clarkson. Oh, shit. Okay, I meant Daisy Ridley, not Daisy Lawrence. Sorry, it's very easy to get confused between Daisy Ridley and Jennifer Lawrence. They're both just the same person in my mind. Clarkson just bossing it. Bossing it. It's going to be Clarkson versus Jeremy. It's going to be Clarkson versus Lawrence. Okay, Clarkson versus Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence. J. Clarkson versus J. Lawrence. Vote. Clarkson is getting it because this is around the time he punched that guy, left the BBC, and started the Grand Tour and launched Amazon. A lot of that happened in 2016, but it's around this time that Clarkson was big. So, yeah. This is Clarkson's year. It's the right time. And Clarkson's been on a number of times and come nowhere, so it seems right that he's around this time. So 2016, and I don't even need to look at who the Time Man of the Year was that year. It was Donald Trump. It is Donald Trump. It was always going to be Donald Trump. I mean, we could just like do this from now on, but yeah, I mean, 2016 was Trump. It was always going to be Trump. There is no competition. Easily it's Trump. And in 2016 in film, Captain America Civil War, Rogue One, Finding Dory, Zootopia, re-release of The Jungle Book, which was wank, Secret Life of Pets, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, which was seen as a fascist film at the time. I just found it crushingly dull, to be honest, but that's just me. Award winners that year. Where's the award winners? Why have they stopped? Oh, yeah, here we are. La La Land, Moonlight, Ryan Gosling for La La Land. Films have fallen off an absolute cliff at this time. An absolute cliff. None of that. What else was happening in 2016? David Bowie released his final album, Black Star, just 2 days before his death. It was his first album to debut at number one in the Billboard 100, in the Billboard 200. I wonder, you know, David Bowie dying was huge in my life. People who I hadn't heard from for years texted me out of the blue saying, are you all right? I wonder if Bowie could go back on the ballot I think Bowie back on the ballot in 2016, bizarrely. Anti by Rihanna was released. What did that have on it then? Sold a lot of records. There's not a lot going on. Chance the Rapper came out. Beyonce released another album called Lemonade. American Idol. I mean, should we put Simon Cowell on the ballot? Because he's just The dude is relentless. American Idol still going. Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, and X Factor are all still going at this time. I mean, it's like awarding the kind of Spenglerian decline in the figure of one man. Oh my God. Lady Gaga released her fourth studio album, Joanne, debuted at number one, making her the first woman of the 2010s to have four number one albums. Has Gaga lost her window, do we think? But Bowie did not fake his death. Don't be stupid, Duke. Duke Valentino, that man on Sky News, is not David Bowie. All right, I'm going to put Gaga on the ballot. It's her last chance, I think. Lady Gaga, David Bowie. Who else did we say? Simon Cowell, just for... I mean, it's almost like a Lifetime Achievement Award. And... Gaga. I mean, Lady Gaga. Because I really do feel like she is specific to that era. I mean, she may still be big now, but she feels like she was big in that era to me in the early 2010s. But in 2016, she was in American Horror Story Hotel, where she also won a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a miniseries as well. And in 2016, she sang the US anthem at the Super Bowl 50. And she partnered with Nile Rodgers to do a tribute to David Bowie that year. And she went to the Academy Awards, introduced by Joe Biden, and was accompanied by on stage by 50 people who suffered from sexual assault. All right. I reckon we'll leave it with those three. I don't think there's going to be anyone bigger than those three. So, vote. Now, Leicester City aren't getting on because Brian Clough didn't go in for Nottingham Forest back in the 80s. So, no, Trump cannot be on both sides. Bowie is one. So it's going to be Bowie versus Gaga. Bowie versus Lady Gaga. This would make Bowie a two-time winner, by the way. Runoff. I mean, Bowie only actually lived for like 3 days into this year, but okay. People are abstaining from this, but okay, Bowie's won. Okay. Dave, what a strange year that is. Look. Donald Trump and David Bowie. 2017, the Time Person of the Year were the Silence Breakers, the people who spoke out against sexual abuse and harassment, including the figurehead of the American Me Too movement, represented on the cover by the strawberry picker Isabel Pascal, lobbyist Adam Iwu, actress Ashley Judd, software engineer Susan Fowler, singer-songwriter Taylor Swift, and a sixth woman, a hospital worker, who wished to remain anonymous and whose face cannot be seen. Wank! Absolute wank. We won't be having that. I think that the 2017 Time Person of the Year should have been Donald Trump again. Should have been Trump again. And I honestly don't think there's anyone else even in contention. Theresa May. Nigel Farage. I mean, trouble is, Trump eclipsed Brexit, didn't he? He just eclipsed Brexit. It's going to be Brexit times 10. Jeremy Corbyn. Ah, I think Jeremy Corbyn should go on the ballot. Corbyn. It's going to be Trump versus Corbyn. Trump versus Corbyn, I think. Let's put Farage on the ballot as well, just to recognize him somewhere. Like, because Farage went up the golden escalator with him as well, didn't he? Donald Trump. And I'm going to say Jeremy Corbyn. Do you remember Labour Live? Food. Richard Spencer is not going on the ballot. Come on, he's not Time Person of the Year worthy. People want Macron on the ballot. Well, Trump has won. Okay, let's put Macron on the ballot. Let's put Macron on the ballot. Trump versus Macron. Run off. Macron, okay. Emmanuel. I have a good relationship with Emmanuel. Do you remember all that? It's just Trump again. Trump again. I mean, this is it. Trump is just going to win it every year until Putin wins it. It's just going to be Trump and Putin trading it between themselves now. 2017 in movies. Star Wars: The Last Jedi was the biggest box office movie of that year. Should we put Ryan Johnson on for Last Jedi, the epic troll of millions and millions of people, you know, ripping up their Star Wars toys and crying and Walt Disney Studios made $6 billion at the box office that year. Fucking hell. Oscars are just nothing. Shape of Water. Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour. That was that. Winston Churchill Wankathon. That was the year that that stupid feminist Frances McDormand made her horrible woke speech at the Oscars. This was kind of peak Trump derangement syndrome, wokery, wankery. This is where people went really stupid. People are saying Jordan Peterson went viral. What was the year of the Jordan Peterson interview with Kathy Newman? Jordan Peterson, Kathy Newman. Why can't people hear what Peterson is saying? Hold on. Just seeing when that was, that interview. That interview happened on January the 16th, 2018. So I think Jordan Peterson should be number 2018. I also think Peterson is a political figure and not a cultural figure. I think Peterson is a political figure and not a cultural figure. And I don't think that's that controversial to say. When did Game of Thrones end again? Merritt. Where is he? Where's Peterson? Still got that ad on here.
Merritt, pure merit, such merit, merit, such merit, merit.
Okay. I don't know what. Right, so the films are just completely gone by this point. Lady Gaga performed at the Super Bowl again. Lady Gaga's halftime set at the Super Bowl garnered 117.5 million television viewers, making it the second most watched Super Bowl halftime in history. Gaga? Bigger than you think, eh? James Corden presented the Grammys. I mean, see, this is where the culture became truly insufferable. Like James Corden's stupid fat little face everywhere. Adele just swept the awards that year for Hello and stuff, but that's really the afters. Jay-Z came out with a new album. Chuck Berry released his first studio album in 38 years. Chuck was released less than 3 months after his death. Oh, right. He was 90 years old. Okay. Pink released her album Beautiful Trauma. She was a twat as well. All of these people became insufferable during this period. It's nobody. It's no one. Maybe we just do give it to... No, no, because Peterson is next year, we said. Drawing a blank here, guys. I might just fiat Simon Cowell in. Give me some names. What was happening in sport? Cristiano Ronaldo. Is that when Ronaldo won the European Cup? Let's have a look. Why Ronaldo in? Why are we saying Ronaldo for 2017? What did he do that year? Let's have a look. Ronaldo that year, his La Liga record wasn't that good that year. I mean, they say not that good. It wasn't like Messi numbers. Still, played 29, scored 25, played 27, scored 26. But it's really looking at what did he win that year? La Liga, Copa España, Champions League, back-to-back Champions Leagues, European Super Cup, FIFA World Cup, Ballon d'Or, Best Player. Okay. All right, Ronaldo. Yeah. Let's just see what Federer was doing that year, because he's about to retire, isn't he? He's kind of winding down, Federer is. Let's have a look. But he's kind of like a legend at this point in his career. 2017... He won Wimbledon on the Australian Open. He beat Nadal at the Australian Open, and he beat Marin Cilic at Wimbledon. That was his last Wimbledon title. All right, it's Ronaldo versus Federer. Ronaldo versus Federer. Okay, let's do this. Ronaldo... Federer. This is Federer's last chance and probably Ronaldo's only chance. Boot! I put Alex Ferguson on the ballot, but these nerds didn't... These nerds don't know anything about sport. Oh, it's close. It's going to be close. I'm going to count to 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, so close. Ronaldo's won it by a squeak. Cristiano Ronaldo. When I finished the poll, Federer was winning. How do you spell Cristiano Ronaldo like that? All right, so okay. 1% disappeared in that. Very close. But Ronaldo won. Ronaldo won. Federer did win it, though. We gave it to Federer back in 2006. So at least he's recognized at least once. Why is it Cristiano? Why is it spell checking that? There we go. Why is it spell checking that? That is how you spell Cristiano. All right, I just add it to my dictionary. Okay, all right. There's no H in Cristiano. Is that right? Oh, yeah, there's no H. Okay, fair enough. There we are then. Okay, so 2018, I think Brett Kavanaugh is a very good shout. Brett Kavanaugh and Jordan Peterson, I would say. Brett Kavanaugh, Jordan Peterson are the two good shouts for that year. I mean, really, it's Trump again, but we just can't keep on giving it to Trump. AOC is on the ballot. Let's put Trump on the ballot as well, because let's face it, he was really the time man of the year. Vote! Kavanaugh, Peterson, AOC, Donald Trump. Jordan Peterson's got a lot of fanboys in that. Who actually won in 2018? 2018 was won by the Guardians, journalists who faced persecution, arrest, or murder for their reporting. Those highlighted including Jamal Khashoggi, Washington Post columnist murdered by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Maria Ressa, yeah, just wank, basically. More wank. Absolute wank. Okay, it's going to be Trump versus Peterson. It's going to be Donald Trump versus Jordan Peterson. Trump. Peterson. Runoff. I'm going to count to 20 and start having a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I'm going to stop the poll. Oh, it's neck and neck. It's neck and neck. But Trump has won. Last minute, Trump nicked it. So Donald Trump wins again. Which I actually think is right, basically. He basically dominated everybody's mind from this point onwards. It's Trump again. And in 2018, in film, biggest movie was Avengers Infinity War. Yawn. Black Panther, yawn. Jurassic World, yawn. Incredibles. I mean, it's just the same shit year after year after year. Same old shit. Same old shit. Same old shit. After a certain point, we stopped looking at the books. Do you remember we used to look at literature? And then we just like, let's not even look anymore. Films are getting into that era now, aren't they? It's like such rubbish. Taylor Swift began her record-breaking Reputation Stadium tour in Glendale, Arizona. I mean, Swift is still big in all of these years. Maybe she should go on the ballot, Taylor Swift. Might just be Taylor Swift by Fiat. A lot of people are saying Zinedine Zidane for three back-to-back Champions Leagues. Taylor Swift has to be on the ballot, I think. She's just so big. She's the only music star. So yeah, it's going to be Taylor Swift and it's going to be Zinedine Zidane. People are saying PewDiePie. That's not a bad shout. PewDiePie. I'm going to stick PewDiePie on the ballot. Why not? He has a kind of phenomena, yeah. Vote Taylor Swift, PewDiePie, Zinedine Zidane. Peterson is political. Yeah, Baby Shark is not getting on the ballot, I'm afraid. PewDiePie hit 100 million subscribers in 2018. PewDiePie is safely, of course, with this nerdish crowd, safely beating the others. All right, it's going to be PewDiePie versus just total nerds, all of you. It's going to be PewDiePie versus Zidane. Food. Although, when did Guardiola do all his stuff then? Guardiola, I mean, if we're going to put Zidane on the ballot, when's Guardiola on the ballot? Guardiola. Why isn't Guardiola being on the ballot then? And if Zidane is going to win, why didn't Sir Alex Ferguson win? And why didn't Brian Clough win, eh? I feel like it's weak sauce. Anyway, PewDiePie has won. Look at that. Racists in control. Patriots in control. Is that how you spell PewDiePie? PewDiePie like that, is it? I just spelled PewDiePie. PewDiePie. Oh, it is spelled like that. With an A, PewDiePie, like that. Okay. 2019. Well, I mean, there is a new contender, folks. Boris Johnson did become the British Prime Minister. The actual Time Person of the Year was Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg on the ballot. Why Farage for 2019? Bojo, Boris Johnson became the Prime Minister. I think it's going to have to be Greta Thunberg versus Boris Johnson, basically. Boris Johnson. Don't think there's anyone else in the running, really. Runoff and... What did Trump do in 2019, though? What did Trump actually do in 2019? Record black employment. jobs, jobs, jobs. That's all he did. And I remember 2019 well. He was just coasting to victory in that year and just talking about, oh, you know, jobs, jobs, jobs. That's all he did for the whole year. Okay, let's do it. Run off. Epstein is not getting on. I feel like in 2019, Trump did not dominate the minds as much as he did in the previous 3 years. So if he's not going to win, it's going to be one of these. I am not putting Jeffrey Epstein on. No way. No way. I'm not putting Epstein on the ballot. Anyway, Boris Johnson has won. Boris Johnson. And in 2019, this is going to be the year that has to be the Game of Thrones, guys. George R. R. Martin has to be Game of Thrones. Has to be Game of Thrones. I don't think anything is even close to Game of Thrones. Yeah, let's just fiat Game of Thrones, George R. R. Martin. That was peak Game of Thrones that year. And also the peak people asking George R. R. Martin, is he ever going to finish his bloody series? Okay. And then 2020, Marvel is not better than Game of Thrones. Caravaggio is banned. Never show your face again. Never look at anybody in the eyes directly. Get out of here, etc. When did Bolsonaro come in? Bolsonaro. Yeah, he did become the... Okay, so the 2020 Time Man of the Year was shared between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Well, that's not going to happen. I'm not giving it to Biden. Fuck that. It's Fauci, isn't it? Fauci was Time Man of the Year. It's Fauci. I'll put Biden on the ballot, but the answer is Fauci, isn't it? Why are people saying she in 2020? Let's have a look. Let's have a look. The year 2020 in history. Why she for 2020? He hasn't actually been on the ballot yet, has he? He's a very quiet chap, isn't he? Is that when she basically took over? George Floyd. the bat. Yeah. George Floyd. She. Okay, there's some candidates here. We're going to put Anthony Fauci, who I think is the real winner. We're going to put President She. We're going to put George Floyd. Bill Gates. I reckon Bill Gates. I reckon just stick Bill Gates on the ballot. Right, let's do it. Floyd is not culture. Floyd is politics. Floyd is politics. Don't talk crap. He's politics, not culture. Yeah, there was an attempt to overthrow Xi around this time, and he consolidated all his power and defeated all his rivals around this sort of time. Anyway, it's going to be Fauci versus Floyd. It's going to be Fauci versus Floyd. Fauci, Floyd. What a terrible year 2020 was. Runoff. Just the worst year. Terrible year. Bad year for me personally as well. due to my stand. I took a stand against BLM. Horrible. Yeah, it's Fauci. Fauci's the winner. Fauci's the winner. Anthony Fauci. And the cultural... and I love the fact that he's under political as well. That's good. And cultural... I mean, 2020, I don't even know why I'm bothering to look at films anymore. The biggest film of that year was called Demon Slayer. Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, Mugen Train. Am I looking at the right list here? The 800, My People, My Homeland. Is this like year in Chinese film or what? What's going on? Bad Boys for Life. Tenet, Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie. In 2020, China overtook North America as the world's largest box office. That's why all these Chinese movies are in the top 10. Best picture was Nomadland. Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor for The Father. And that absolute knob, Frances McDormand, won Best Actress again. Just 2020 in culture. Little Richard died of bone cancer. Lady Gaga released her first album called Chromatica. Alicia Keys brought out a new album. Surf Jan Stevens brought out a new album. Bob Dylan sold all his song rights and his entire back catalogue to Universal Music Publishing Group. All right. Bad year. Nothing happened. Really, nothing happened. People are saying Joe Rogan should have it. Let's have a look at Joe Rogan. When did Joe Rogan make his massive money move to Spotify? 2020. $200 million move to Spotify. As much as I hate to say it, I think Joe Rogan is going to have to be on the ballot. Oh, but of course, when was the World Cup? When was Lionel Messi? When did Messi win the World Cup? When did that happen? Okay. Messi is a lock-in for that year. Absolute lock-in. But I think it has to be Rogan, really. People are saying Djokovic. Let's have a look at Djokovic. Djokovic. I mean, Djokovic refusing to go to the US, the Australian Open was pretty fucking chad, wasn't it? Djokovic in 2020 won the Australian Open. He won Wimbledon. He won the Australian Open and he won the French Open. No, he didn't. He lost the French Open to Nadal. Djokovic did not have a good 2020. He won Wimbledon in 2019. He also won it in 2021 and in 2022 and in 2020 and he lost in 2023. So Djokovic, when did he do the calendar? He did like the calendar Grand Slam. Nah, it's not good enough. It's not good enough that year for him. He refused the vax in 2021. No, 2022, he refused. I reckon 2021 is his year, you know. If he's ever going to win it, it'll be next year. I think it's Joe Rogan. When did Russell Brand go off the deep end? When did Russell Brand become like Russell Brand that we know him now? It'd be politics, though, innit? When did Russell Brand like start making COVID content, basically? Because he's the only other person who I can think of that defines this era, really, other than Joe Rogan. I'm just going to put Russell Brand on there. Let's put Joe Rogan and Russell Brand. And basically, whoever wins, I don't think we'll see another. It's just recognizing the mainstreaming of non-woke stuff, I suppose. Runoff. Let's just do it. Dowling poll's not big enough, but Rogan and Brand were both huge. Are both be huge. It's just Rogan versus Brand, I think. Rogan's winning by a country mile, I think. Yeah, Rogan's just won by like 90% or something. So let's just do that. Joe Rogan looks about right. That looks about right. And look at the divergence of politics and culture. It's interesting to look at as well. All right, so 2021, the actual Time Person of the Year was Elon Musk. Musk, the CEO of Tesla, the founder of SpaceX, the richest man in the world. He became the richest man in the world, famous for his rockets. Is Elon Musk a stick or a twist? It's a stick, isn't it? It's just Elon Musk straight in. Yeah. I tend to agree that Musk... That was the year that Musk seemed to become a player, I would say. A really significant person. I mean, he bought Twitter last year. But Musk became quite vocal in 2021. And also, there's only really going to be one winner in the next couple of years. So, because in 2022, we've got the Ukraine war around the corner. Time of obviously giving it to Zelensky. The question is, will we give it to Putin again? Or do we give it to, Zelensky too? 2021 in film, Spider-Man. Loads of Chinese movies are now making it regularly, like films I've never heard of that are just Chinese are dominating the top tens now. And best actor was won by Will Smith. When did Will Smith do his when did Will Smith do his chimp out? I reckon Djokovic on the ballot. Yeah, looks about right. 2021. It's only 2 years ago. Beyonce won the most awards that year with her album. Beyonce. It's just Taylor Swift all the time now. So should we just fiat Djokovic in? I feel like we should just fiat Djokovic at this point. Djokovic. I'm going to fiat Djokovic. Because his stance against the coup was really significant culturally. And he was like one of the lone voices of resistance and so on. So I really do think that Djokovic deserves that award that year. Now, in 2022, the Time Person of the Year, the actual one, was Vladimir Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine. The spirit of Ukraine. So I think it's only fair that it's only fair that we put Putin back on the ballot. Let's do it. Zelensky versus Putin. Are you rooting for Putin, or are you, I don't know what you'd say for Zelensky. Are you rooting for the, are you, is it the Rat King or is it Vlad the Lad? Okay, so run off. Is it Zelensky for just being mad enough to, or is it Putla? Putla or Zelensky? Putla or Zelensky? This is the Rat King's only chance, I would say. Oh my God, Putin is winning by over 90%. Oh, it's a total victory for Putin again. Putin has become a three-time winner, joining such luminaries as Donald Trump and Hitler, who also won three times in the 30s, and Walt Disney also won three times, did he? Okay. So on the cultural side, there's only one winner, I'm afraid. It's not even close. Lionel Messi cemented his claim to be the best player of all time. There's only one winner. Yeah, and Andrew Tate's not even close. It's Messi. There's just no possible other person. That leaves us with the actual Time Person of the Year for 2023, which was Taylor Swift. Question, so who should have won Time Person of the Year? And I would say yet again it would be Putin, and the opponent should be Netanyahu, as the two men who utterly defined 2023. We're going to have a runoff. It's going to be Putin, it's going to be Netanyahu. No two men defined global politics more than Putin and Netanyahu last year. And I think Bibi has won it. It's Netanyahu. And I think that's probably the correct answer, that Benjamin Netanyahu basically, like, just went mental that year, basically. So Benjamin Netanyahu defines 2023. And do we just give it to Taylor Swift? Is Taylor Swift the correct winner of last year? I think she probably is, you know, because that album she brought out was huge. The Super Mario Brothers movie and Barbie were the biggest movies of last year, followed by Oppenheimer. I mean, we can't just give it to Mario or Miyamoto again. We could give it to Barbie, I suppose. Tucker Carlson is not... Tucker Carlson is not... Tucker Carlson is not... cultural figure. He's a political figure. I think it's Taylor Swift. I'm just going to fiat her in. I really do think that she has to be the one for last year. Okay. And she really is very big, by the way. Really is very big. Okay. So... one of the things that I want to do before we leave this is to put in these, right? If you're a two-time winner, when do you get it? So Hitler gets 3 there. Stalin gets 2 there. Because it's, you know, worth tracking. FDR was a 2-time winner here. Stalin was a 2-time winner here. Gandhi was a 2-time winner here. Because Gandhi won back in 1930, if you look. Mao, 49... Khrushchev was a 2-time winner here. Are we missing anyone? Looking down the right as well. Walt Disney was a 2-time winner here. Lean was a 2-time winner. Orwell was a 2-time winner. Brando, Presley, Ingmar Bergman. Did Bergman win? Ingrid Bergman, that was. Ingrid Bergman. This is Ingmar Bergman. Hitchcock, Sinatra. C.S. Lewis. Hold on. Are we missing anyone here? Khrushchev. Disney, that's his 3rd time. Probably should have been the Beatles, to be honest, that year. Dylan that year, if I was to fix these. Beatles did win 2, though. That was Mao's 2nd in 66. Did JFK win twice? JFK did win twice there. JFK. First for Nixon. Gaddafi, 69. Gaddafi, 69. That was his 1st time. 2 times for Nixon. Nixon was a 3-time winner. Look at that. Nixon, 3. I mean, technically speaking, that was the 3rd time John Lennon won it as well, because he was part of the Beatles. But I'll take that out. Pol Pot, Bob Dylan, Bosniak, Gaddafi was a 2-time winner here. George Lucas, Deng, Khomeini, Travolta and Pink Floyd. Reagan, Valença, Thatcher was a 2-time winner. Reagan became a 2-time winner there. Arnie in 84. Still think that was too early for him, but that's mine. Pope, Roald Dahl. Jack Nicholson was a 2-time winner, look. He bookended the 80s, according to us. Jack Nicholson. Miyamoto became a 2-time winner there. Sneaky 2-time winner for Miyamoto. All that looks in order. All that looks in order. Bush was a 2-time winner. Did we give it to Milosevic twice? That's a bit nuts. We did, you know. Milosevic got it twice. There. Zuckerberg, Gibson, Lucas is a 2-time winner. Dorsey, Obama, Assange, James Cameron. Putin 1, Putin 2. Putin was a 2-time winner. Trump, the only person to win it 3 years in a row. And Putin, 3-time winner. So there we go. Did Taylor Swift win it twice in the end? No. No, she didn't. All right, so there we go. That was our list. What do you think, everybody? Have a clap, everyone. Oh, Messi was a two-time winner. Messi was a two-time winner as well. Yeah, we got there. We got there to the end. Woo, woo. Gorbachev. Hold on. Where's Gorbachev? Oh, yeah, Gorbachev was a two-time winner. You're right about that. Okay. Miss Gorbachev. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, thank you very much all. That was a lot of fun. I'll just have a look at somebody, Tate fanboy, arguing for bloody Tate. Come on now. In Entropy, Sam153 says, I absolutely love the Person of the Year streams, AA. I can't wait to see the expert panel and what they thought of the selections. Well, I have to secure some guests for that and ask John Dion maybe and see if there's any other people. Mark has said, cultural for 2021. Max Verstappen. And that is that. All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Pharaoh is hard to get a hold of these days. But that'll do, I think. Do buy my courses, the academic agency. I will be back next Monday for the final part of Britain's Blunder on the Cigar Stream, but so long for now. It's been a fun first week back in 2024.
Merit, pure merit, such merit.
Yes. Okay, bye all.
I think we've reached peak wank.
What goes on in this town is none of your business.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Well, that's easily...